and waited too long to record. But the point was that we had to discuss it among the family members that, you know, we weren't going to resuscitate.
Right.
So you need to have a story on your frequency of contact where life events happen and they happen unexpectedly. And the reason you keep in touch is to make sure that when life events do happen, that there's communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's one, life events. The second is the whole geopolitical environment.
Mm-hmm.
Creates a lot of volatility, which causes you to have to rebalance portfolios and things. Things are happening in the company. President speaks, Amazon drops like a rock. Something goes on in Philadelphia, Starbucks is impacted. You know, cybersecurity threats, you know, impact companies. So, you know, the geopolitical environment now has had such a pace of change that not to be in touch about how these things relate to, you know, portfolios and your experiences, you know, they're critical. The other is if somebody sold a business and you didn't get in touch with them for 3 months, you know, and I gave you the story a long time ago where somebody, the advisor, was maybe touching base with the client every 3 or 4 months. Client sold the business. Goldman was hot on it. $5 million went out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your, kind of your, if you looked at those in terms of columns, life events, geopolitical, and just different client scenarios and being in touch. You know, somebody might need financing on some condos that they own.
Yeah.
Bring in the finance department. Let them take care of it. So that's the reason you want to be doing 12-4-2 to elevate your client experience. So now these are the rationale. And these life events are birth of grandkids. There's illnesses. There's all kinds of things that come up that you think about that are just part of life.
Right.
And so that's one of the reasons why you're going to position it. So your model, your service model, is that you're a team that differentiates itself because you pay attention to that select few client relationships that you work with.
Right.
You're on top of it. Yep.
Okay. So that's kind of the rationale. So we could put something together and you could massage it, you know, based on that. So I'm making a footnote on 12-4-2 to send something to you.
Okay.
And back to your earlier question, and then we've got a 1 o'clock branch meeting. So I've got about only a couple more minutes before I need to bow out for that. But if you want to stay on with Audra, or you'll need to stay on. She's not required to go to that. So I don't want to cut y'all's conversation short because I know it's been a really helpful one. And so thank you for the help.
Oh, sure.
It's really, really appreciated in many ways, not just for our practice, but for the local schools and things that are working with it, working through these issues. And I think Audra will be able to take your information and really run with it and really do a lot of good there. One of the things you had mentioned earlier in the call, Curtis, was just how are we leveraging. We're actually getting some nice traction here just very recently. In the next 3 weeks, we've got meetings with a couple of actually three different benefit shop groups where we're marketing our services through them and leveraging their sales force. I've mentioned them in previous calls.
Okay.
One of them is with a local, it's actually a regional bank that doesn't want to handle some of the things that we handle. within our group. And the two others are benefit shops that specialize predominantly in property and casualty type insurance and group medical, and also payroll services. And so we've got scheduled meetings with them. And then sort of an external to that, there's a gentleman by the name of David Gasworth who we're working with on the insurance side, who has been fully vetted by RBC, has worked with RBC for many years, recently moved from New York to Austin about a year ago.
Okay.
And he's the most knowledgeable person that I've run into in terms of being able to segue the insurance products into a very thoughtful discussion around these business owner plan design issues that come up in, like with non-qualified deferred compensation plans, for instance, cash balance plans. Some of these things are higher level things, but they're actually big value adds in the business owner client discussion. And we are also working with a pension consulting firm out of Houston. We're going to reach out to CPAs and go to their office and offer one-hour CE class and sort of helping educate the CPA community on some of these more advanced strategies and build out our CPA network that way. So it's already CE approved. It's just we take it to them. We meet with them for an hour, and they meet with us, and they get an hour's worth of CE for their time. So that's a little bit of what we're doing, and I think in the next call we can kind of give you updates on that. We had a very nice success story with a long-term client where we rolled out 1242 to them. They said we love it, and they doubled their assets under management with us and brought in another $1.3 million this month with
a client
we've been working with for years.
Wow.
Who loves to refer clients and has served 16 years on the Texas Medical Board as the head of that organization. So we've got an advocate there, and we're building advocates because we are increasing the service levels and improving that client experience, like we were talking about. So it's we're starting to see the early payoff of that, and I think over the next several weeks, these benefit group meetings will go well too. And I need to
y'all
on hold and go to that meeting.
Okay.
And I thank you.
Okay, look,
appreciate it.
Doing great. I love hearing what you're doing, and congratulations to you. I'll hang on for a few more minutes with Audra, I wish you the very, very best. Keep up
Thank
the good
you.
Work.
You too. Sorry to hear about your
Thank
mom.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, appreciate it.
Okay,
Audra. I had one thought before I forget this.
Okay.
The leader in financial services. We offer global resources and deep expertise.
When Kelly put us on hold and that, I don't. Let me just call you back, okay? Because I don't know how to undo that aspect of it.
Okay, I'll just stay on this line.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call you back. Okay.
Okay. Bye. Okay.
Okay.
I have an idea for you all.
Okay.
Tell me what you think about it and run it past Kelly.
Okay.
But the type of work you all do is highly specialized and has a high degree of complexity. As you thought about marketing yourselves internally, you know,
have thought of that, and I don't know that that is something that we are necessarily interested in. It just, for whatever reason, just sounds really frustrating to us.
Oh, okay. Because I was in a big office, and. We had a group that basically became nonprofit experts. And it had, they had an expertise that nobody else in the office had.
Right.
And when an advisor started to engage, you know, somebody in that arena,
mm-hmm.
they called on that team, and there was a split of the business.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know. That's something I think that we'd be willing to revisit.
But you're so busy just bringing them in left and right and reeling them in, it's almost like...
I don't know about
you
that.
Know.
It just, you know, we... It's just the times that we have partnered with people, it's never gone well.
Oh, really? Okay.
And, you know, I don't know. I think that really was kind of where our reticence came.
Yeah, and but you know the other part of it was as a manager, I led the effort. I was very involved in the positioning of the team, its expertise, with a select group of financial advisors.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, you know, advisor gets wind, there's a potential pension scenario. The
yeah.
average financial advisor in no way, shape, form, or fashion is going to have, or is going to be equipped to deal with it the way you are.
Right. No. Yeah. I mean, we feel pretty confident about that.
Yeah. But it's the personalities
yeah.
that, you know, is the anchor there. It's like, God, I don't know if this is the person I really want to work with. So I get it.
I think partly that and then partly, you know, a lot of advisors definitely are inherently greedy. And so they
mm-hmm.
want you to help when they want you to help, and then they'll kick you to the curb pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly has partnered with some in the past, and, it, you know, one stands out in particular where the advisor who was in control of the relationship used Kelly, who was on a retirement plan, and, I mean, used him throughout the whole process, and then right before they were getting ready to get paid, went to the branch manager, changed the rep number on the plan, and pocketed everything, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, just kind of blatant, you know, and so that kind of put a bad taste in
yeah,
his mouth.
Yeah, I get it.
And,
yeah, that would never, that would never happen under my watch. But nevertheless, the groundwork has to be laid in. The manager has to be in agreement. There has to be an agreement that gets signed before, kind of an engagement letter, so to speak.
Yeah.
Before that type of work starts.
We don't have that particular type of management in place that would be an advocate.
Okay. Understood.
You know.
Understood. Okay. So
I wouldn't even partner with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it. Sure, I get it.
This is a producer.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Was there anything else on your mind in all of this discovery that has been going on that you think I should continue to try to address, you know, in these monthly calls? That they're kind of catch-up calls. Make
yeah.
sure that you're implementing the program. And I'm going to do the 1242, which was one thing that kind of came out.
Yeah, no, the big thing for me is I think, you know, these calls are going to be helpful just for accountability. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and we're going to experience some hiccups along the way. And so it's a way for us to kind of talk through that and solve that.
Okay. It does seem to me, you know, that it's working for you all.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, you know, one of the things, Sweet Kelly, you know, just with the folders kind of walked. And so, and that was just Kelly would take them home with him because he was going to work on something and then they didn't make it back home and then we couldn't find them. And so it was just like a pretty simple little internal system where we just said, you know, well, the folders never leave the office. you know.
Right.
So it's just little things like that, you know.
Okay. Yeah, you all will work through those. Okay. Well, look, you know you can always send me an email if there's anything on your mind that come up in between calls.
Okay.
But I just think you all, you know, are doing just a fantastic job in terms of embracing the concept. I really enjoy working with you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, we're in a position where we really need to, we need to make this work. And I think, you know, it's a wonderful concept, but also to be, you know, having clients like us where, you know, as they say, necessity is the mother of invention.
Right.
You'll stick to a diet when you have to stick to it, you know.
There you go. There you go. Well, so just let me know if you need me in between calls to answer any questions, and I will. So, you know, you've done the segmentation, you're still working on your organizational part, you know, you're operationalizing, you know, this practice, you're becoming more efficient, and you're implementing the strategy. I just want to make sure at the end of the day that I have really helped you all bring in, you know, more assets and become more productive. And then when it's the opportune time to onboard, you know, an additional team member, that, you know, you've got, you know, the culture in place that's ready to accept them.
Right. Okay. Awesome.
All right. You enjoy and good luck with the nonprofit.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.